Ram mourning traditions in different lands. Welcome to the 34th part of our series, Muharram Mourning Traditions in Different Lands. The series commemorates the heartrending tragedy of Karbala and the martyrdom of the Chief of Martyrs Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, the grandson of the Holy Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. The series also delves into mourning traditions associated with the immortal epic of Ashura, and we also focus on various norms prevalent in different towns and cities of Iran for commemorating the heart-rending tragedy of Karbala. Today we talk about Sham-e Ghariban, which is Persian for the tragic evening that befell the bereaved ladies and orphan children of the household of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, on the day of Ashura, the day of 10th of Muharram, following the heart-rending martyrdom from morning till afternoon of the Imam, his sons, brothers, nephews, and companions. Sham is Persian for evening, whilst Ghariban means travelers, and it refers to the fact that the Holy Prophet's Ahlul Bayt or household, peace be upon them, were in a foreign land as travelers far away from their hometown Medina, when the blood-curdling tragedy of Karbala and its equally heart-wrenching aftermath befell them. On that evening, the brutal Umayyad soldiers burnt down the tents or encampment of the Imam, thereby increasing the grief and plight of the horrified survivors. Thus, Sham-e Ghariban is a reminder of the deep sadness, the enormous loss and profound grief felt by the members of the Imam's family following his martyrdom. Stay with us. The mourning ceremony on the tragic evening of 10th of Muharram is often simple and without the flags, standards and banners which are so prominent in the previous nights and throughout the fateful day of Ashura. Groups of mourners, all clad in black, light up candles in streets and alleys, and as they walk, they beat their heads as a sign of grief for the helpless and horrified survivors, whilst chanting elegies and lamentations. The elegies are a reminder of the tragedy and calamity which befell the wailing women and the children of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, after the events in Karbala. There is little difference in the way the Sham-e Ghariban mourning ceremony is performed in various regions of Iran. What differences there are only minor in nature. On the evening that follows the fateful day of Ashura, virtually every mosque and Husseiniya throughout the Islamic Republic of Iran is crowded with mourners grieving the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. It is also true to say that in the shrine cities of Iran, the cities of Qom and Mashhad, the Sham-e Ghariban mourning ceremony is more elaborate and extensive compared to other cities, as thousands of pilgrims from all over Iran and from various parts of the world join the commemoration ceremonies. The city of Qom, which is indeed the religious capital of Iran and the world-famous center for dissemination of the pure and pristine teachings of Islam, as taught by the Holy Prophet and his immaculate Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, is completely in mourning and dressed in black every Muharram. The mourning tradition of Sham-e Ghariban is prominently observed in the city of Qom. During Muharram, and particularly on the 9th and 10th of the month, mourning processions from all districts of Qom converge on the city centre, which has in its midst the holy golden dome shrine of Hazrat Fatima Ma'sumah, peace be upon her, the sister of the Holy Prophet's eighth infallible heir, Imam Ali ibn Musa Reza, peace be upon him, who reposes in peace in the city of Mashhad in northeastern Iran. In this year's Sham-e Ghariban ceremony, a symbolic caravan of the captives, featuring grief-stricken children and ladies, made its way mournfully and tearfully towards the shrine of Hazrat Ma'sumah, peace be upon her. The caravan of the captives is a reminder of what happened to family of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and the sufferings they endured, particularly the sufferings of the Imam's sister, Hazrat Zainab Kubra, peace be upon her, and Imam Hussein's son, Ali ibn Hussein, Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him. Special Sham-e Ghariban mourning ceremony is held every Muharram at the holy shrine of our revered Immaculate Lady of Qom, Hazrat Ma'sumah, peace be upon her. Needless to say that huge mourning processions commemorate the day of Ashura and the tragic evening of Sham-e Ghariban in Qom every year. Well, dear listeners, we've come to the end of our program today. In our next program tomorrow, we will have more to say about customs and traditions associated with the mourning month of Muharram in Iran. Until tomorrow, goodbye and God bless you all.